Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's January 23rd here, 2015. But doesn't it kind of feel like it's 1939 Poland? Does it feel like Hitler's on the march? Ignorance abound everywhere. While, you know, more propaganda, more lies, more ridiculous, over-the-top Marxist State of the Union trash shoved up your, well, up, down your throat, which winds up in your ass anyway. So, you know, it's just amazing that they force us to swallow this crap. I don't know about you, but I have decided to wire my jaw shut, not taking the bull crap anymore. You know, it's about time that we go to battle with the IRS. It's about time that we let Congress know we're not playing games. You know, you either stand up for what matters, or you simply lay down and let them run you over. This is what's happening. You know, Boehner basically, in a 60-minute interview, you know, he talks about how they just batter him to death to raise money, take the money. You know, it's ridiculous. Why don't they just go ahead, run the Treasury 28 hours a day? Why don't we all donate our blue jeans? Because that's what they make the money from anyway. Yeah, you didn't know that? You didn't know that money's made from denim and cotton? Yeah, very little paper in there, folks. Okay, yeah. Well, you might want to take a look, a good look at your hard-earned currency, because that's what it is. It's not what you think it is. Okay, it's pretty pictures and ink and a whole lot of crap that doesn't amount to a hill of beans. If you're not stockpiling silver, well, then you really don't know what's coming for the future, as the death of money is on the table. That's the agenda, the death of money. There's a book out about that. You know, last night I was listening to Coast to Coast, and I kind of dozed off at about 12:45. I woke up at 2:30, and there was a guy, I think it was 2:30, could have been earlier, there was a guy talking about electronic election fraud. And the one thing for sure, without a doubt, that I gathered from all this, you know, I've read reinvention of government through electronics. Totally. I have read the documents regarding Agenda 21 and cultural changes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't understand why the web and the net were created, well, then you don't know where the hell you're living. You don't know what planet you're on. You don't get a clue. I can't tell you how refreshing it is not to have the internet in my home. Now, what I did do was today I turned on my smartphone because I figured this month I wouldn't mind having it because these are going to be the coldest times of winter. I'm not going to want to go out much. I'm going to want to stay close to the fire, stay close to the heating system. I'm going to want to curl up in a blanket. So therefore, I'll use my smartphone, but you will not catch me putting it next to my head. I will not use it more than 15 minutes at a time every 3 hours. Well, okay, I'm lying. I'll probably go a half an hour on it, you know, because, you know, how can you just resist a smartphone when it's in your pocket? Oh, man, that white light flicker rate stuff and all that EMF pounding in your head. Who needs a little dose of radioactivity in the wintertime, anywho? No, but serious business. I mean, look, you have to understand you're under surveillance. You have to understand that they know who you voted for. And this guy's talking about these voting machines, how 10 million votes wiped out in seconds. 40 years ago, it took days or weeks to change people's votes, but they still did it. Now, 10,000 votes at a push of a button, less than 2 seconds, it's done. 10 million votes can be wiped out in 3 seconds. Barack Hussein Obama, along with William Jefferson Clinton, did not, I repeat, win their election. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go back to George Bush and the Chads. Remember the Chads in Florida? Yeah. That was to throw you off and make you think about Chad's while they ran the electronic scam. I've always said that the last four presidents were not elected. I've made that clear back to Bush Sr. Reagan was the last elected president. However, John F. Kennedy, without a doubt, the last president. And it's all connected. It has to do with smart meters. It has to do with what you're doing at home. Do you understand that your every waking moment is being marketed through the NSA? That's what these corporations have been doing. Why do you think most corporations have an increased net wealth of 31%? Because the stock market is rigged. Because the minute you put in a trade, they've already raised the price of your trade within seconds of you pushing the go button. That's right. You better wake up to the lie you're living in. This is the Everyman Show, and my name is Alan Eric Dabosky, and right now, about, 6:35 here on the Eastern Shore, it is a balmy 30 degrees outside, 32 maybe, right at freezing. Anyway, going to get cold. Tomorrow is supposed to be rainy and in the mid-40s. I will be in a T-shirt. Yeah, we know that global warming is a lie. You know, you got people talking about global warming right now being a lie. You know, we have senators out there who will admit it. And they will tell you it has nothing to do with human waste, human consumption, and the expulsion of CO2 gases, i.e. your breath. You inhale the oxygen, you exhale the CO2. Meanwhile, they're screwing you seven ways to Sunday. Like a bronking butt on a cow in heat. You understand what I'm telling you? Of course you don't. And nobody's probably listening to this show right now, because who the hell am I? I'm the big green eye on Twitter, ladies and gentlemen, Alan Eric Dabosky. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm an independent. That's right. Given up on the mainstream political ass clown circus. It's a joke. The scrotum faces at the State of the Union address could not have been more ridiculous. Oh, yeah, the Republicans sat on their hands and with their grimaces and their scrotum faces with their wrinkly old, you know, chins hanging down, acting like, you know, oh, well, we're really concerned. Liars. While the Democrats are clapping and the EPA, you know, whatever that woman is, you know, whatever. Anyway, they're all sitting there and Obama's telling us what he's going to do to us. He's making his Marxist Nazi speech. He is the big commander of the commies. And we're going to end human suffering and climate change, and we're going to stop pollution, and we're going to save the salmon, and we're going to have wind turbines. And you know what I really was looking for more than anything else? Yeah, I watched it. How can you not want to look at that guy and laugh your ass off? But I didn't see any flies. Did you notice how there were no flies? They probably had a whole lot of glyphosate water in all of those, you know. I'm sure their filters are on full blast. Still, they can't get the glyphosate out of the water. So the flies had no, you know, glasses to dip their beaks in and go fly around and land in Obama's mouth. Or has he eaten all the flies already before the speech started? I don't know. But I know there was a lot of shit coming out of his mouth. And he's so arrogant. Doesn't he know that he is absolutely the ass, the butt of every comedian's joke line in this country? I have right now almost 500 of the funniest jokes, Barack Hussein Obama jokes, you're ever going to hear. And believe me, in 2016, I'm launching my career. And I'm going to launch my career in politics. I'm not telling you what office I'm running for at this point because I'm not sure. But I'm going to do it on comedy. I'm going to do it on wit. But I'm going to pound the truth into these people. You know, as a carpenter my whole life, I could drive a 16-penny nail in 2.5 strokes. Because the final stroke was just to set the nail to sink it into the wood. So I'm going to drive the truth. I have nothing to lose. Who knows? Maybe they'll give me a John F. Kennedy send-off. Maybe I'll have to go down and, I don't know, get in a bubble top where they get that fucking bubble top off that vehicle, Lyndon B. Johnson. You know, who knows? I think I'll keep the top on. As a matter of fact, I'm going to wear Kevlar suit, Kevlar tie, and that won't be my own hair. That'll be a Kevlar wig. But all joking aside, I'm going to run for office in 2016. I'm going to do it. I will be a whole whopping 59 years old, and I'm going to have more. Well, let's just say by that time I will have honed my skills. You know, it doesn't make sense that anyone can be walking around at this point viewing the narrative that comes out of, you know, of course, the EPA, the FDA, the White House. We know so much more than we ever have about everything from Pepsi Cola to Coca-Cola to McDonald's to all the packaged food on the shelves. We understand Big Pharma better than we ever have. To this, I salute the internet. It's given me the education I never would have had otherwise. I spent a lot of time making the big mistakes, eating the wrong thing, doing the wrong thing, and I really didn't know how sick I was 5 years ago. 8 years ago, I had thrown in the towel. I mean, I said, you know, I'm probably going to, by now I thought I would be dead for sure. My sister died at 57. My father died at 53. My grandmother died at 58. It wasn't so much that they ate far too many toxins and didn't take care of themselves, but it was more that they didn't chelate. They didn't remove the metals. They went to the doctors and took the pills relentlessly. And I always noticed that when they got a new medication, they would always come walking into the kitchen or walking out in the living room going, ugh, that new medication's making me sick as a dog. And all they did was sleep until they just died. Very sad. And I always remember I had at least one aunt, Aunt Lil, who lived to be 86 years old, worked every day of her life. And they would sit around the table when I would see them during the Thanksgiving holiday. They didn't do Christmas. Most devout Jews do not do Christmas. And they spent Hanukkah with their extended families, and my family was discluded because my mother and my stepmother were both, you know, basically pieces of, well, they were Baptist. Anyway, and believe me, they were a different breed. But she would argue, no, I don't take that. You know, no, I use this. I use that. They always blame the fact, oh, well, you're wealthy, you know, you can afford this and the other. My father wasn't poor. She'd say, well, this kind of salt doesn't cost more than that kind of salt. Purple salt doesn't cost more than Morton. It's the same. Maybe a few pennies more. My dad would argue, oh, yeah, it's all crap. And then they started drinking things like Shasta. And then I remember when Diet Pepsi came out. You know, Pepsi is the number one purchaser of baby aborted embryos that they use in research. And I remember my Aunt Lil saying, That don't taste right. No, something wrong with that. It's the chemical. I don't like what's in there. See, she was college educated, where, of course, my Aunt Frances, my mother, my stepmother, my sister was too, but she was still 300 pounds. She bought into the diet crap. And I remember, what's kind of funny is I remember a diet chocolate box of chocolates that were in the drawer in the dining room. And they were called AIDS, diet AIDS. They were chocolate little squares. And I can't tell you what they did to me, but as a young kid, 12 years old, they made me horny as hell. You can't tell me there wasn't something in there that was not good for me. But anyway, and I won't elaborate on that, but let's put it this way. I discovered myself a lot. But let's just say that some people understand science as not being always a good thing. Bill Gates, I just tweeted him. I saw him on Charlie Rose, and I told him, I said, that was the best Joe Cocker impression I've ever seen. And, it was just kind of ridiculous to listen to him talk about cheaper vaccines and what they're doing in Africa. And, oh, they're able to live till they're 5 years old, and we're so happy to bring, birth control where they can't have six children. Now they only have three, and they have good lives, and they don't die. These people are the most eugenics-based, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation I'm talking about. Let's be clear about all these foundations. Oh, and Warren Buffett is their trustee. No doubt in my mind that he is their trustee. They're killers. They are a murder-kill cult involved in injecting mercury-lead detergent and any God knows what kind of chemicals into these people. It is unconscionable that people have been around for a half a million years. They are beyond culture. They are the most primitive beside in New Guinea. They run from the vaccine trucks. They know better. So they unleashed Ebola on these people again. Ladies and gentlemen, Ebola comes from infected monkeys. I really doubt that these Africans are having sex, okay, and eating, they eat monkey meat now and then. Somebody gets sick, they're quarantined, and they die quickly, and they're quickly burned or buried. But here comes the United States, 3 weeks after I tweeted, what bioweapon will they release on the American public? 3 weeks later, Ebola was in the news coming to America. I was in shock, but I knew it was going to happen. This is why my truth matters, because I have the sight. I don't want to elaborate on what that is, but I'm telling you, I have the sight. You have to spend a lot of time concentrating, putting things together, not so much looking at your cell phone or the internet, but just pondering the reality. Get far away from it and look back on it. Get above it. Hover above it and look down on it. It's very simple to decipher. History does not change its stripes, even though they burned books in 1921 by the millions to cover up what we know to be the truth today. Scholars will tell you that it's not popular to be a truth teller in Washington, D.C., although I always did. Never got me all the jobs that I should have gotten, but I got enough to get by, and I had my morals, and I will never, ever, ever skirt. See, once you skirt away from your morals, once you shift to the left, once you join the gaggle, it's only a matter of time before they turn on you like jackals. It's only a matter of time before these fang-tooth maniacs turn on you and throw you under the bus and eat you alive afterwards. They are the most devouring of roadkill, of the species known as politician. So, you know, when the hyenas are laughing, don't want to be laughing with them. You want to be running like crazy in the other direction. So, anyway, like I was saying, I tweeted Bill Gates that I thought his Joe Cocker impression was hilarious. And by the way, you know, vaccines kill, and they're, you know, more mercury, lead, and detergent must be extremely cheap. Industrial waste, ladies and gentlemen, petroleum byproducts are what they use in these vaccines. They say they put it in eggs. Do you know Bill Gates tried to put $500 million into egg research in order to synthesize eggs? You don't synthesize health. You don't synthesize food. You don't synthesize humanity, because you will cease to exist. And I still want him to talk about his, whatever this neurological thing he has. I'm pretty sure he has some kind of Parkinson's or some neurological shaky thing going on. But I just looked at him and saw his wicked smile and the way he tried to discuss. All he said was things and it and the people and, you know, this and that and population reduction and birth control, and we want to get cheap vaccines, and we have the resources and the money, and we're doing things nobody else can do. And there's Melinda Gates sitting across from him, admiring him so much and smiling. I know that she was a tech world genius over there at Microsoft when they met. Bill Gates, ladies and gentlemen, had nothing to do with Microsoft. It's so apparent that he is not brilliant. It's so apparent he has no degree in anything, and he is being used as a puppet boy. He's the poster child of bullshit. Okay? Anyway, I'm going to move on from that. But getting back to, look, you can catch me on Twitter, Alan Eric Dabosky on Twitter. So far, I'm pretty good. I haven't seen any drones flying overhead. I don't know if they're using these atomizing lasers on human beings yet, but they've got them. I'm sure that these weapons are real. I'm sure GE is manufacturing it. I do get some information from Infowars.com. I do get some information, a lot of information from Global Research Canada. And I do like to tweet on Twitter. You know, they call it Twitter. It's a slur to call a person a twit. You know that, right? You do know it's racist to call that's kind of like calling a guy a fag, to call him a twit. So think about that when you're on Twitter. That's what they think of you, because it was designed by the Pentagon, fully funded by the Pentagon, $500 million buckaroos worth. Oh, by the way, this head spook is resigning, this head of clandestine operations over there at the CIA, the black ops guy. Yeah, the Brotherhood of Darkness. Yeah, he's resigning, and who knows who they're going to get in there, but I assume he will be some evil, evil, evil destroyer of mankind, some form or another. And I'm sure they have a lot of good people, too, that do a lot of good things. I mean, at least that's what I see on TV. You ever watch that show, Burn Notice? Now they got the American Sniper out there, the movie. You're going to go see that? And Chris Kyle, I'm sure he was a nice guy, but he should have never lied about Jesse Ventura. He never punched Jesse Ventura. Jesse Ventura would have broken him into 15 pieces in about 10 seconds, okay? So the state has to pay Jesse $1.2 million, which he will not collect. He's made that very, very clear that any monies that has to go to his attorneys will come from that payout, and the rest he will deny, and that's good of him, but they should have fixed it. The publisher should not have put that in that book, and I'm sure the money will come from the publisher. Lovely wife, by the way, but, she'll get her 15 minutes of fame, and it's over. So good job there, Clint Eastwood. Maybe I'll go see your movie if I can figure out a way to see it for free, I'll go see it. By the way, in the news, this guy from the Aurora shooting is back in the news. You know full well that his attorney has been seen in three different videos. She's involved in the Sandy Hook videos as one of the children's mothers. She's an actor. She's also acting attorney during the first initial phases of the issue there in the theater in Aurora. She's the same woman who plays this guy's attorney. She's the same woman who is one of the Sandy Hook mothers. And are you ready for this? She is in, I believe, the 9/11. She's one of the people interviewed during 9/11. Oh, yeah, there she is, telling how the story about how bad it was and how the buildings fell, and she saw the planes. And oh, yeah, folks. So, look, you've got actors in these false flags. They're set up. They're well-funded. They've been paid millions upon millions of black ops dollars. Well, you know, there is a black ops fund, so they're getting paid millions upon millions of dollars, and they have to stay out of the loop. They got to change their names, and they go through hell and back. It's just like Bergdahl and some of the other ones. But, you know, there's also the guy in there in the Boston bombing. You know, he has no legs about a year prior to the Boston bombing. He's in a wheelchair. He's in his military fatigues. He's got no legs. They were blown off in Iraq. Suddenly there he is in the Boston bombing, laying on the ground with the bones sticking out. You know, he's wide awake. Now, he's not crying. He's not grimacing in pain. There's this red fake blood everywhere, which I think is beet juice. Beet juice and probably strawberry jelly and maybe chocolate syrup, supposed to look like blood. And there he is with this bone sticking out. And guess what? His hair is not mussed up. He's looking like he's doing okay, and he's looking at his leg like, oh, that sucks. Then they got him wheeling down the street with his leg sticking out, and they got the bone right there so you can see it. Disgusting pictures, but let me tell you, folks, he's the same actor that's in the wheelchair in his fatigues with no legs a year prior to the event in the Boston bombing episode. So we don't know what's going to come up in this trial, but we know the Boston bombing was a false flag. Well, Waco and Oklahoma, not so much. But the same players, the same New World Order, the same people that have been coming after our rights, taking this country down the road to communism. Yeah, you know, Cheney, Bush, the whole Klan, the Clintons, all of them. All one big gaggle of fools, and we're not buying it. So hopefully things will turn around this year. That's the Everyman Show for you tonight here on this January 23rd edition. Until tomorrow at 6:30 p.m., hope you'll be listening in. And if you want to email me, it's owlsmoney2014@aol.com, Alan Eric Dabosky on Twitter. Till tomorrow, bye-bye.